Good afternoon. This is Roger Cooper, and welcome to Live and Local. I am sitting in for Kevin Kelly. And this afternoon, my guest is Mary Courtney, an Irish singer. She performs tonight at 8 p.m. at the Heartland Gallery. That's at 112 West Main Street in Urbana. This is part of the Piper's Hut concert series focusing on traditional acoustic Celtic music in the Champaign-Urbana area and indeed the entire USA.
Hi. Song called Come by the Hills. Come by the hills to a land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea, where the rivers run clear and the bracken lies golden in the sun, and the cares of tomorrow must wait until this day is done. Come by the hills to a land where life is a song, where the birds of the air fill the sky with their joy all day long, where the trees sway in time and even the wind sings in tune, and the cares of tomorrow must wait until this day is done. Come by the hills to a land where legend remains, where stories of old fill the heart and may yet come again, where the past has been lost and the future is yet to be won, and the cares of tomorrow must wait until this day is done. Come by the hills to a land where fancy free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea, where the rivers run clear and the bracken lies golden in the sun, and the cares of tomorrow must wait until this day is done, and the cares of tomorrow must wait until this day is done.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Mary Courtney, and this song was?
The song was called Come by the Hills.
And it's by?
It's written by a fan, by the man by the name of Michael Smith.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And as you sang that, I could see what you were talking. I could just see the land that you're talking about. You're one of those singers who sing from the heart to the heart.
Yes.
And it's a very beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I also see that you are from the parish of, is it Castle Gregory?
Castle Gregory, yeah.
Near the sea in County Kerry.
That's right, indeed.
What was it like there? Is it as beautiful and poetic as it sounds?
It is, indeed, I have to say. It's right on the edge of the North Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And it has mountains and rivers and just scenery for as far as you can, the eye can see.
A lot like the song you were singing.
Indeed.
Huh?
Exactly, actually. Paints a beautiful picture. That's true. When the sun shines now. That's indeed.
Lovely, lovely. And you're from a musical family.
Yes, I am.
Could you tell us a little bit about your family?
Yes. My parents, passed on a lot of us, both of them, were both singers, dancers, and musicians themselves. And both of them had, from each family, where everybody was musical. Mm-hmm. So I was blessed with that gift of just, you know, being able to pick up music when, as my mother said, it was the first words I ever used when I was a child, when I was before, you know, mm-hmm. could hardly walk, was music, you know. So I grew up listening to my brothers play and sing in different groups. And my parents had a dance hall at home, and it was a parish hall. So they had all the concerts and all the parish functions in the hall, which, you know, there would be plays, concerts, bazaars, pictures, everything mm-hmm. was held there. So that's what I grew up with, and you know, it was all around me.
So what we're hearing now, is this all just pure natural gift? Do you have any formal training?
A little bit, but everything's by ear. Mm-hmm. I don't read music. I can read guitar chords, but unless I hear it, I can't make heads nor tails. And I've tried, believe me, to read music, but it just makes no sense. I think that little part of the brain there is not in fire in there between those, whatever is supposed to fire there. So I'm lucky. I'm very blessed to have the gift of music. So.
There's many a singer at the Metropolitan, I think, would say exactly what you just said. Those little notes don't make a whole lot of sense. But yeah, and your voice is so clear, and it's just so beautiful and expressive.
Thank you.
Wow, it's just wonderful. Can we hear something else?
Sure, absolutely. I'll turn that song on its head a little bit now, and I'll bring it up. A song called The Green and Red of Mayo. Now, County Mayo, it's in the Connacht, in the province of Connacht, and it is green and red refers to the football colours of the county. And the song was written by a great rock and roll band in Ireland called the Saw Doctors, a fabulous band. And the imagery in the song is also beautiful. And so I'll just sing it off for you. It's called The Green and Red of Mayo. It's from our it's my band album, Morningstar album.
Soft and craggy boglands, its tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore. See Croagh Patrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, while St. Patrick in his solitude looked down across Clew Bay, with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray, there to pray. Soft and craggy boglands, its tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, from the herring to the whale. Now I must have parted, and reality is plain. May the time not pass so slowly before I set sail again, set sail again. Set sail again. Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, 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 forevermore.
And how long has it been since you left the green shores of Mayo?
When did you come Kerry, let's see, I came to this country in 1982.
Uh-huh. And are you a permanent resident here?
Yes, I'm a citizen of this great country, yes, thanks be to God.
Are your parents, are the rest of your family still in Ireland or here?
I have most of them are over there. Mm-hmm. I have a brother in this in Chicago, actually, mm-hmm. and many, many relatives. And I was on my way to Chicago, actually. When I, you know, I'd stopped off to New York originally, and so I decided, I'll see a few friends here in New York. And I think 3 years later, I managed to get into Chicago to see my brother.
So when you came, though, originally, was it as a performer?
Pretty much, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I see also that you have a group called Morning Star.
Yes.
When did you organize that group?
That was in 1982. Began.
So about when you first got here.
Yeah. And we started playing. I was playing about a week after I arrived in playing in New York and played up in the Bronx. And hello to any Bronx listeners out there listening online. And you had a great time in those years, and just have been working ever since, really, and playing music. I'm very, very lucky to be doing that.
Now, with your group, you play the Bowron.
The Bowron, yeah.
Bowron. Yeah. Guitar and sing beautifully.
Thank you.
John Redman plays button accordion, and is it Donnie Ryan on tenor banjo?
On tenor banjo, yeah.
Now, that's what I wanted to ask you about, that tenor banjo. That doesn't seem Irish to me.
Well, I believe it's an African instrument, if I'm correct, and it was brought into music probably from the 30s, I think it came in, you know, and the four strings, in American bluegrass music, it would be the five string. Mm-hmm. I haven't known too much about banjos now, but I love it, and he's an absolutely terrific player.
But is it usual to have it as part of an Irish
ensemble? Yes, it is actually, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Very much, many, many players in Ireland are absolutely tops. On the instrument, and it's very, very popular.
Wow, that's terrific. Tell us a little bit about the Bowron.
Yes, the Bowron, I'll just switch out now because I put down the guitar and pick it up. This instrument here is a goatskin drum. It's around about, I don't know, the frame is probably 14 and 16 inches.
You say goatskin?
It's made from goatskin, yeah. So it's a natural skin, and I bought this drum in Dingle in County Kerry, where it's about 13 miles away from where I was born, and it's a beautiful. This one is a beautiful tone, especially when this weather now is good for it, because if it's humid at all, it gets very, very loose, and it's not playable at all, and it sounds like an old paper bag, but. Gave it a little drop of water now, and it's grand. It sounds nice. It's a nice tone off it. So this is the instrument we, use, with a stick handheld. There's a dowel in the back, and you hold it. And you can change the tone in the back of the instrument, so I'll play a little bit for you so you can hear. So this is like a regular without any, just single notes. And then I can put it in the back, and I can change the tone. Triplets and rim shots and stuff like that. But usually you'd play this along with traditional instruments, like accordion, fiddle, whistle, banjo. And then I sing with it also, so many people do that as well. So
there is an Irish group here in town that I have gone to hear, and I think Dean Karras, you're connected with that group, who is here in the studio with us. The local session. And I guess of my first introduction to this instrument, and I was just terrifically impressed with. Well, and the person who was playing it was very good also. But yeah. I was amazed at all the rhythmic patterns and things that she was able to get. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like there was, at one point, there was sort of like a competition between her and the gentleman who was playing a pipe of some sort. It was kind of a give and take sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was very exciting, and it was my introduction to that instrument, which I find very exciting.
Yeah, it is my favorite too, actually. And I always call my drums, and this one is Siobhan.
Aha.
That's her name, Siobhan de Barron.
Siobhan, and are there, does Siobhan have relatives at home?
She does have a few relatives at home, all right, but is she only traveling with this time? So there's a few of them at home.
Your press says that your music is a collaboration of traditional Irish music, progressive social conscience born of a political education in the United States.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, when I came to this country, I noticed that I got more education, more informed about Ireland and about politics than I did when I was there. Maybe I was just not interested enough, or that we just didn't get, you know, the information. But I found that Irish America are so proud of their heritage, first of all, which is a wonderful thing. And I just found out so many things that were going on, especially in Northern Ireland, and about the civil rights issues that were going on there and political issues. And I got an education on that, which I found was lacking in the Republic of Ireland. And I'm glad for it.
And it also says that you're also a spokeswoman for feminist issues as well.
Well, I try. I try.
what is it like in Ireland as far as, I guess, the feminist movement? And
well, I think things have progressed a good bit, thanks to the women's movement and to the work of all the activists in the early 70s in this country, certainly. And people like, in Ireland, we have Neville McCafferty, and we have Bernadette Devlin, who are also really civil rights activists themselves. And I'm big admirers of them. And I suppose they progress, they've done the work, and so we benefit. The women of today benefit for their work. You know, I hope they remember that. You know.
Do you have maybe a song you can sing? In support of women, the women's movement? Any song you sing would be wonderful.
I have one here now, actually. It's also from our new album, our Morning Star album, which is called Life in the 33rd County. And it deals with women who were taken in the 1800s, and this woman by the name of Christine Henry. She's based in Tasmania, and she did her PhD on convict women in the 1800s who were shipped over from transported to Van Diemen's Land. And for petty crime or for trying to feed their families, you know, and some actually she found out in her research that they were pregnant and they were just shipped off away to Australia, and they were indentured servants for 7 years. They never saw their families again. They were separated, and some had to take their children with them, their little babies with them, and they were sent off to Hobart. And my friend David McGilton, who is based in Cork, wrote a song, collaboration with Christine Henry's project, where for, I don't know, she did her research on 26,000 women in the mid-1800s who were sent from Ireland, from Cove, which is the port of exit from Ireland, to Hobart. And they were sent to this place called the Female Factory. And then they were farmed off to rich, families in Tasmania. And she was just amazed that she was also descended from one of them herself in her research. And David, in collaboration with Christina, wrote this song called Roses from the Heart, which is a tribute to the women of those times and, I suppose, what they went through, their struggle is still today. And what we go through is this. This is it. I had the bar on there now, so I'm just, bear with me.
gather them roses of yellow and red. Call out their names to the stars. Gather them bonnets to wear on their heads. Send them a rose from the heart. Gather them rivers through valleys of green. Gather them violets of blue. Gather them sunshine and laughter and dreams. Gentleness, tenderness too. Sleep now, your homeward bound. Sleep now, you're free. Gather them bonnets of fathers and sons, daughters and lovers and babes. Gather them sisters to walk in the sun, free from the shadows and pain. Gather your jailers and tell them you're free. They never could bury your dreams. Gather your jailers and tell them you're free. Free as the wind on the sea. Gather them roses of yellow and red. Call out their names to the stars. Gather them bonnets to wear on their heads. Send them a rose from the heart. Send them a rose from the heart. Send them a rose from the heart.
I always feel like you're singing just to me. And I think that's the mark of a great singer.
Thank
and,
you.
And a great entertainer.
Thank you, Roger.
What venues do you normally play? Do you play a lot of colleges, or where do you?
Well, I play everything, really. Anything that'll pay the bills, I suppose. Really. Thank God I'm lucky. Every Friday, I play up in the Bronx in a great local cafe called Unbailbucked Cafe. It means, translated from the Irish, it means the Poor Mouth Cafe. And I have a great following there and great friends. Every Friday from 6 to 8. If they're listening, hello, gang, how are you? Mm-hmm. And then Fridays, we play with the band, with John and Donnie. We play down in a pub and restaurant down on Manhattan called Tiernanogue, which means the land of eternal youth. That's translated. Mm-hmm. From 10 till 1. So I've double usually, you know, I'll go from one to the other. So then on Saturday nights, we play Scottish Bar. Mm-hmm. Called St. Andrews with Donnie and Patrick Madden, his fiddle player. Sundays, we have various other places we play that are on and off, and, you know, regular gigs as well. In the city, we have the Aisling Irish Centre coming up, which is in Yonkers. They have a photo exhibit from Ireland. We're going to be playing up there on the 19th of December at, I think, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So a lot of parties and that for Christmas. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're very, it's very wonderful. Pleased to have you here.
Indeed, this is for organizing
truly it. Our pleasure. Is there a growing interest these days in Irish music?
I think there's always an interest in it somehow. We're lucky, you know, with the songs, certainly, it's kind of, I think there's a bit of a revival, I hope anyway, at least in the folk scene. And so we're coming from that tradition, you know, of telling stories. And so I think it's always, it touches, it's a human story. So people kind of relate to it, I think. So I would hope that it was becoming more, people were becoming more and more interested in it for
well,
all our sakes.
When I first came here, first started working at the station, it was, I guess it was Scottish music because it was Jean Redpath. She was the
yes.
big, mm-hmm. You know, everybody was excited about it. And, you know, I did a program called Classics by Request, and we always had people requesting Jean Redpath. And I think she was here on campus performing a while. And now it seems to be that Irish music is taking over and it's becoming more and more popular here.
Yeah. So thank God. Long may it continue.
Well, I say thank God we have them both. That's wonderful.
Indeed.
I want something else.
Sure. I'll sing a song in Irish for you. How's that in the Irish language? This is a song that I learned in school, in the primary school, in singing class. And everybody who did go to primary school learned this in singing class, believe me. But it's a lovely melody. It's a Scottish tune as well. The melody is Western Home in the Scottish tradition. But this is Trasna na Daunta, which means crossing the waves. Sort of in a nutshell, it says the guy is glad he's going back home, and he'll be welcomed, and he's saying goodbye to all the loneliness and sadness in his life, and he'll be welcomed by his family and friends, pretty much. That's kind of the gist of it. Trasna na Daunta, dul shir, slánlash in oignus, slánlash in gian, gale macri, agus gale an gri, un gale bec fila, go heran. Connect me do in the dear so again, or agus arigat severus some tell, Irene and Green, I'm the bracket cockle. Shmidrim, we do higm of winter, Ogs, Trasna, Nadant, Dalshir, Dalshir, Slonash and Oignus, Stonish and Gian, Galle Mokri, Ogs, Galle and Green, Galle Mekfella, Coheran. Winter, O Lord, it's Corda Mokri. Fault is fell a big room er got tell a fog in ten tell sha smug room er on a re the loss of a shin for a gill may august chestnut the dunder they'll sheer slonish and oignus slonish and gain gale mokri august gale and green gale back fella go Na daunta dul shir, slánlash in oignus, slánlash in gian. Gale macri agus, gale an gri, an gale bec fela go héran. Agus gale bec fela go héran. Agus gale bec fela go héran.
Ah, that's very nice indeed. I'm speaking with Mary Courtney. She performs tonight at 8 p.m. at the Heartland Gallery. That's at 112 West Main Street in Urbana. It's part of the Piper's Hut Concert Series focusing on traditional acoustic Celtic music in Champaign, Urbana, and the United States. I'm Roger Cooper sitting in for Kevin Kelly this afternoon. It's 4:29. Today's broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, cruising coast to coast with America's music. More information at SousaArchives.org. In today's weather, snow is likely with an accumulation up to 1 inch. Highs in the mid-20s, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. There's a chance of precipitation of about 70%. Cloudy tonight in the evening and then clearing colder skies. The lows around 11 with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny on Saturday with highs around 20, winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. The time is 4:30, and Mary, why don't I just impose on you to sing another song right away?
Certainly. This one is about Ireland again. Of course, all the songs are about Ireland. But this song was written by the great Andy Irvine. He's a traditional singer and bouzouki player, wonderful, wonderful writer and musician. And it's called My Heart's Tonight in Ireland. In the town of Scariff, the sun was shining in the sky. When Willie Clancy played his pipes, the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times that we had there. But me heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Me heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea. In the sweet mill town Malway, it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. Me heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was the hay barn on the outskirts of town. We were all sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu. But Johnny produced some whiskey, and the sun came shining through. Me heart tonight, far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malby, it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. My heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Those nights in 6 Mile Bridge, oh, when the songs and music flowed, when it came to closing time, sure the lights were turned down low, and the sergeant from Kilshishan, he would buy us all one more. We never left that pub, for the clock was striking four. Me heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malby, it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. Me heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Lahinch and Dennis Diamond, Linus Canner and Gilkey, but the best of all was in Milltown, when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy and the County Clare, I'm ever in your debt. All the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. Me heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in sweet mill town Malby, it's there I'd love to be. So long ago, far away, but nothing can compare. Me heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Me heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea, in the sweet mill town Malby, it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. Me heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare. Thank you.
I meant to ask you, the song that you did before this one, mm-hmm. you said you were singing in Irish.
Yes.
Is that different from Gaelic?
Same thing.
Same thing, uh-huh. Yeah,
just different dialects. There's always four provinces in Ireland, so each province would have its own dialect. Mm-hmm. And within that, again, you'd have regional accents and pronunciations. Say, like, my Irish would be Munster Irish. Whereas, like, people in Ulster, I would have little trouble understanding, or in Connacht or Leinster, would just a difference. You know, the same thing. The Scots Gaelic is the similar, you know. You'd some of the words would be pronounced differently as well, you know, but it's the same language.
Well, as a singer myself, I hope you're not offended, but as a singer, it sounds like that language would be incredibly hard to sing.
Well, you know, I suppose I'm used to, like, you know, because when we were young, from the time we were into primary school, we learned it, you know. So it's a difficult language to learn, all right, mm-hmm. you know. So, but I suppose, you know, just kind of doing, you know, I could be better at it, mind you. I need to get back to classes because, you know, in New York we have, in the CUNY system, the university system, there are many Irish, you know, studies groups and teaching the language and the culture and heritage and all that, so. Mm-hmm. Opportunity there for me to pick it up again and learn it, you know.
We talked a little bit about social consciousness in your programs, and I was wondering, when you put together a program, do you put it together with a message in mind, or, you know, geared to that particular audience, or do you put together songs and your songs themselves contain the message?
Well, the songs speak for themselves, mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm. The messages in them, and I'm always kind of drawn towards songs with a social message and a conscience, with a message of peace and message of, you know, in any way that would help humanity. Mm-hmm. I would certainly lean towards that, you know. That would be.
Now, I know one such song which is particularly appropriate, I guess, for today, mm-hmm. is a song that is one of your, I think this is one of your signature tunes.
Yes.
Mandela.
Yes.
I did have the name here of who wrote it.
Yeah, his name is Danny Hannan.
Okay, yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Danny Hannan, first of all, the writer, he lives and works in the Bronx, in Yonkers now anyway, and he began writing last in the 90s. His father was also a composer. But he went to Yankee Stadium when Mr. Mandela came to the Bronx in 1990, when he just got out of spending 27 years in prison. And I tried to go that night, couldn't get, it was sold out, could not get tickets. So he went and with a bunch of friends, and he was so inspired that he came back and he wrote this song about Mr. Mandela. And it has, when I heard it, when he sang it himself, you know, and where we were playing the following week, I just was floored. It took me ages to learn it because I kept breaking down in the middle of it, you know. And it just proved that, you know, discrimination and hatred and bigotry has no borders, you know. And he connected up seeing Mr. Mandela, and he just connected what was going on in Northern Ireland and saw human rights, civil rights, you know, and he just put it together perfectly in the song, I felt. So I suppose I'd sing it for you. It speaks for itself, really.
Oh, please.
That's
do.
Okay.
I went to see a legend just the other night at Yankee Stadium underneath the lights. I heard a man speak there after years and years in jail. His name, it was Mandela, and he came to tell his tale. Well, the crowd cheered him loudly, but then the silence fell as he spoke of the hard years in a South African cell. And although he was free now, his heart was still in pain. For his country and his people still wore apartheid's chains. said he hoped that we would join him as we walked down freedom's path. And these miles would be the hardest, but they would be the last. And to join our hands together so that we might be as one. To find ourselves the courage so this battle could be won. I went home that same evening, went to sleep and had a dream. I was standing in a cold rain in an Irish field of green. And all around me headstones of the martyrs of the past. I stood there in silence and they spoke to me at last. Kevin Barry is my name, and I died in the hangman's noose. They wanted the names of my comrades, this I would not do. And I am Roger Casement, and I died in London town, bringing German rifles to the lonely Banner Strand. James Connolly is my name, the working people were my life. When they shot me down in Kilmainham jail, it brought great civil strife. And I am Padraig Pearse, and I was murdered by the foe, 'cause I read the proclamation from the steps of the GPO. Well, the last voice that I heard said my name is Bobby Sands, and it's good to hear Mandela's words ringing through the land. I hope they hear him up in Belfast, in Derry and Tyrone. Maybe then those English soldiers will know it's time to go home. I awoke in the morning, nothing made sense at all. They would knock down the Berlin Wall. While they freed Nelson Mandela, or could this really be? Maybe now we will see Ireland reunited and free. Maybe now we will see Ireland reunited and free.
Rest his soul.
Very nice. Very nice. Mandela by Danny Hannon. And
thank you.
Of course, Nelson Mandela passed away yesterday, so this song particularly poignant today. And thank you, Mary Courtney, for bringing it to us.
Thank you.
Now, you're performing this evening. Let's give that information again. Yeah. At 8 p.m. at the Heartland Gallery, and that's at 112 West Main Street in Urbana. This is part of the Piper's Hut concert series focusing on traditional acoustic Celtic music. Do you write any of the songs you do yourself?
I wish. I wish I had the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I've put a few things together, all right, but it's mostly music that comes to me more than lyrics. Mm-hmm. I have a trouble with the lyrics, you know, with the words. They just don't come to me as easily as the music do. But yeah, I think I'd be better off just singing, you know, singing somebody else's songs.
I don't know. Could we hear just a Mary Courtney tune?
Yeah, sure. Let's see now. I'll do one It's called Smishaera. And the lyrics were written by it was a poem by a friend, and she said, "Can you try and put a bit of music to this if you can?" So I said, "I'll give it a go anyway and see what happens, you know." And it has some Irish in it as well. So it's called Smishaera, which means "I am Ireland," taken from a poem that was by Padraig Pearse in 1912, and so kind of comes off, springboards off of that. Sorry, I just want to get, I'm tuning from all the flying and everything. This is kind of not. Okay, we're okay now.
Come with me to the edge of the sea, where the sunset is painting the sky. See the waves wasting endlessly free. Look in my eyes and sigh. Take my hand and let's walk to the hills, by the rivers, through the valleys and towns. Mark the poets who've sprung from the soil. Think of their words and their song. Feel the wind in your hair grow. I am the wind, love. Feel this land in your soul grow. It's Smishaera. Fly like a bird in the sky grow. I am the air, love. Feel this land in your soul grow. It's Smishaera. It's Smishaera.
It's kind of a synopsis of it there.
I think you're overly modest about your own gifts. a question I want to ask, in Ireland today, what is the, I don't quite know how to ask it. I think of the, you know, the Irish tenor, Robert White, to name a few, John, you know. Are they still popular in Ireland as such? As
we mean in the classical?
Right.
Classical. Oh, classical music is very strong. Mm-hmm. Very, very strong and very powerful. Mm-hmm. I think on the always has been. You know, we have a big regard for the classics.
Songs like Danny Boy and, you know, what I think of as Irish.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the classic standard thing. And I suppose it is a beautiful piece of music. Mm-hmm. And I suppose I have to be trying nice about it. It's just been overdone, you know. It's been done to death, and I had to sing it so many times during after 9/11 for the funerals of 9/11.
Oh,
and it was just so sad, and I found it difficult to sing. Even and it is beautiful, and it's a shame that it has been just taken and just beaten to pieces. I think beaten down by various renditions. So I would say it's changing, really, and people, how, you know, you'd have the people who, that's, some people wouldn't think that that's all Ireland's about is Danny Boy and Turalurlura and all that. It really isn't, because more of it that we say, oh, people who don't know anything about Ireland, who knows that? But the traditional music now, the songs, the ballads and that, my tradition of the old ballads, like from the rebel tradition and so on. That's more what the traditional is, you know. And immigration, of course, is our big thing, and sadness, because that's we seem to be every Irish song. People say to me, "Do you ever know a happy song? Do you know any Irish happy songs?" No, I don't. I don't think we have any. We have a few, but it's mostly
sad. I have to confess that when I went to the Irish group here for the first time, I was expecting to hear, you know, the Rose of Tralee and Danny Boy, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear more upscale, upbeat.
I'm glad they're doing that.
Programs on WILL are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. You're listening to 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, and classical music for Central Illinois. It's 4:51, and today's weather calls for a possibility of snow. In fact, a possibility of accumulation of up to 1 inch with highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Cloudy skies tonight, and then clearing and colder with lows around 11. Tomorrow, sunny with highs around 20, north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's 4:51, and hopefully we'll get another song from Mary Courtney, our guest on Live and Local.
Thank you. This one is called the Wexford Carol. It comes from the 12th century, and I think it's the only Christmas carol that I know we have in Ireland, and it's a beautiful, beautiful melody. And so here it is. And it's an a cappella piece. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angel did appear, which brought the shepherds in great fear. Arise and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid, for there you will find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. There were three wise men from afar, directed by a glorious star, and on they wandered night and day, until they came to where Jesus lay. And when they came unto that place where our beloved Messiah lay, they humbly cast them at his feet with gifts of gold and incense sweet. Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem, upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born.
The Wexford Carol?
The Wexford Carol.
And the only Irish Christmas
that I know of in the 12th century.
Very, very lovely.
Thank you.
That brought us around to 4:54. Let me see. I have a little thing to take care of here, and that's to say that WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And then maybe we can get you to sing one more song before we go. We have about 4 minutes.
Of course, absolutely. I'd love to. And thank you for having me, Roger. I really appreciate it.
Oh, believe me, the pleasure's been mine.
Thank you. Bar on. I'll do the bar on for you. One more for the drum. How's that? Just find Siobhan over here now. The song is called As I Stand on This Land. And the chorus is Saoirse na Daoine. Saoirse is the Gaelic word for freedom. Na Daoine for the people, or for all people. It was written by a good friend of mine in Dingle. Her name is Maz O'Flaherty. So here we go. As I stand on this land that our fathers fought on, and this song I will sing for our children's children, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine. As I stand on this land that our children fought on, and the candle I will light for the days and the long nights, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine. As I stand on this land that our mothers fought on, and our dreams of today are in time with their story, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine. As I stand on this land that our brothers fought on, and I live and I learn, and I'll watch the wheels turn, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine. As I stand on this land that our sisters fought on, and the bridge I will build of hope and peace on, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse, Saoirse na Daoine, Saoirse.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you, Roger.
And that was the
Bowron.
Bowron. Right. Mary Courtney performing with the Bowron, and she'll be performing with guitar and many more songs this evening at 8 p.m. at the Heartland Gallery. That's at 112 West Main Street in Urbana, part of the Piper's Hut concert series. Other events coming up this evening, the Eastern Symphony Orchestra and the EIU Choral Ensemble's Holiday Concert will be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center this evening at 7:30. Christmas Thieves will be presented by the Red Mask Players at the Catherine Randolph Theater in Danville. That's at 5 p.m., so that's coming up very shortly. The Christmas Toy Shop is presented by the Rantoul Theater Shop, and that's at the Grissom Hall Theater in Rantoul, and that's at 7:30. And that is through Sunday at 2 p.m. Miracle on 34th Street, presented by the Charleston Alley Theater, and that's at Charleston at 7:30 this evening, and that'll run through a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. The Taming of the Shrew, What You Will Shakespeare, that's at University Place Christian Church in Champaign at 8 p.m., 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. And then Tons of Fun Band's annual Christmas show featuring Dodie and Frazier and many more will be at the Virginia Theater, and that's at 6 p.m. this evening. And Annie is at the Hoagland Center in Springfield, and that's at 8 p.m., and that will be through Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm Roger Cooper sitting in for Kevin Kelly, and once again, I want to thank my guest, Mary Courtney, for coming in and being just truly delightful afternoon. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to WILL. You're listening to 90.9. WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR and classical music for Central Illinois. WILL is a member supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And looking at tonight, there is snow likely, accumulations expected maybe up to 1 inch, and temperatures in the mid 20s, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. I'm Roger Cooper. Have a wonderful weekend.